tells him I don't like talking normally. It scares me.
I think that's one thing that would actually make suicide like a fairly brief option. Like, it's like, what things would you commit suicide over? Like, number one, you find out your whole life doesn't mean anything. Number two, everyone you love has died. Number three, everyone you love has figured out you go to p2k.com.
Okay, what's up, P2K? It's your P2K podcast, episode Pidgey. We're back again.
Pidgey.
Yeah, we're back after, I don't actually know how long. If someone wants to look and tell me, that'd be great, but we're back here for a long time, and we're glad to be here, and it should be a lot of fun, because we're going to be doing them bi-weekly now. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. Bi-weekly,
every other Saturday. And hopefully that'll actually allow us to do them every week. And we've got a whole thing set up, and it's going to be great, and we're going to have a lot of fun. But to start, the podcast team this week is myself, Charbok, and today, I'm not a robot. And today, we have Dan, who is Finch on the forums. He's here.
Hey.
And Red is here, who is... What's your name on the forums?
Reclusive Demon.
Reclusive Demon, right. And then Mitch is here, who is the Maple Syrup Baptist.
Yep.
And we're going to have a lot of fun.
A lot of fun tonight, dude.
Why do you keep stressing fun? It's like you think we're not going to have any fun.
Well, he's got to be a positive reinforcement of fun.
I just doubt that we're going to be able to get through this with a...
Oh, that's not positive thinking, buddy.
Okay, we've done the Pidgey podcast 6 times or 5 times before this, and none of them have gone up because we suck at it. But this time's going to be different because this one's going up no matter what happens. I hope I'm recording.
That's what she said.
You better be recording.
Mitch, that's not a good... That's what she said. All right, so let's start out by doing what I wasn't prepared for, and that's telling the podcast listeners about Pidgey, because that's our topic for this week, because it's the Pidgey episode. Mitch, tell us about Pidgey.
Mitchell?
Mitch.
Mitch,
you're supposed to wing it. Just do it,
Mitch. That's it's fine. Okay, Mitch. It's okay. I froze up on my first time reading too.
Joke.
All right, Mitch. Are you ready? Finally. Sorry, Mitch is podcast handicapped.
Oh yeah, now I have something to read.
I was hoping you would just wing it. Like a Pidgey, no pun intended. Pun fully intended.
That's cute. Pidgeot bears striking resemblance to Pidgeotto. However, Pidgeot is noticeably larger than its pre-evolution. Its plumage tends to be larger and glossier.
It's not the only
one. Deja vu, man.
Ooh.
The feathers on its head crest are nearly as long as its body, and are yellow and red.
Good.
Its tail feathers are red-colored. Like its previous evolutions, its underbelly is a tan color, and it has black markings around its eyes.
It's pretty tight. What about its habitat? Where do Pidgeots live?
Pidgeot typically dwell in forests with thick growth and large trees. It can most likely be found in Kanto and Johto.
And at what level does it turn into a Pidgey? Stumped you.
7.
No, that's not right.
63?
Pidgeotto turns into Pidgeot at level 36.
There you go. Thank you, Mitch.
That was close.
Woo! All right. So that is your info on Pidgey, and we're going to jump right on ahead and talk about stuff, about cool stuff. And we're going to start it off by going over whatever the first link I posted was, which was... Member of the Year.
I think we should try something new.
No, member of the year. We're doing that one.
Oop, okay.
So Member of the Year finally went up, and it was...
a smash success.
those were the exact words I was about to use. I think 4 people voted, and...
it was a few more.
A few more, yeah.
A few more than 4, but there definitely weren't that many 6? That were in past... Yeah, maybe 6, maybe 7. But, yeah, the results finally went up this past week and a half ago. And they're all just, like, average. Anyone want to say something about them before I talk more?
No, you go ahead, buddy.
Our very own Mitch actually won, I think, one of the most number of awards that anyone won, believe it or not.
I believe it.
With, let's see, 1, 2, 3...
57.
4.
23.
5.
16.
6.
83.
7.
45.
7. 8.
13.
8. Mitch won 8 whole awards. And that's at the most amount of awards anyone has ever won in the history of Member of the Month or Member of the Year. So congratulations, Mitch.
Is this a joke?
No, a joke is that it's taken me this long to win 1.
Yeah, Austin, I won 10. No, 11.
Well,
sorry, Mitch. I won 11.
Congratulations, Dan. You've won the most that anyone has ever won in the history of Member of the Year.
I'm pretty sure that Tombi won more than me.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
She probably took place in quite a number, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mitch won the most. Followed by Dan. Congratulations for breaking forum records in the history of forever. And congratulations to...
Wait, that is because of Dan, isn't it?
What?
Didn't he vote me for everything? Or was that the last one?
No, that was Member of the Year, I'm pretty sure.
That was Member of the Month.
That was Member of the Month.
It was Member of the Season.
That's the one. No, I voted for you in the things that you deserve, Mitchell.
I just like to say how much this means to me.
Do you have a speech? Do you have a little speech prepared?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to the, like, 6 voters who I know personally. I didn't even think I was gonna win anything, so thank you.
And you happen to win. How does that make you feel? You won the most out of anyone.
It's truly an honor, and I will never forget this moment.
Ever?
Wait, am I missing something, Harold?
No.
Okay, never mind, continue.
Yeah, I'm glad you voted
second best as usual.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Okay. So yeah, congratulations, Mitch. Congratulations, winners of everything else. But you're not as good as Mitch. Next, we're gonna talk about the first link I posted, which is just so boring. But the thread is titled, "I think we should try something new," and it talks about, I shall read. Thread is by Hypocrisy is Fun. And this is the quote. First and foremost, I'm not making this thread because okay, the gist of it is, the rules here are way too strict. I mean, seriously, guys, we're a Pokemon forum, a game show with an audience made for kids and early teens. Pokemon is not a game show. Now, I'm aware there's people here older than that, myself included, but we should really be looking at the main demographics if we want more activity. Do you guys think that P2K is too strict? Alright, forget it. This is way too forget it.
Well, firstly, I don't think he meant a game show.
It's a game slash show, you dickbud.
It's more, it's a sand slash show. But I'm...
Austin, that was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
I don't know. I think some of the rules are a little strict, but not many.
If you're ever sick of the rules, all you have to do is pop on over to Red's Legion and you can forget about them for a day.
That's true.
It's the Vegas of P2K.
That's actually not
that true. That it is. Well, the amps did that.
But actually, it's very close, though.
It's very close. But the furthest away from rules you can get is the Dark Council.
Because and that's dead.
Yeah, it's dead. But still. I'm going to revive it right now by saying something dumb.
Aw, broke this, buddy.
No, it'll work. It'll be revived forever.
Yay!
In the meantime, as far as rules, I think we are perfectly strict. I think VGK is perfect. The end. That was too serious for my liking. No more serious topics. Let's talk about, this is exciting, things that you made by accident that turned out to be delicious. And I have a feeling Mitch has a really good answer for this.
Why do you have a feeling I have a good answer?
Because you cook a lot.
Yeah, I cook TV dinners.
Do you have no answer?
No. I mean,
I got one.
I don't just happen to make good things. I know exactly what I'm doing at all times.
Yeah, but you don't ever screw up and get something really cool, like you put flour and
never.
Sugar and eggs.
I'm
never?
Perfect.
You're
never.
A perfect cook.
I am. if something comes out the way I intend it to come out, it's not by accident. It's because I'm perfect.
If it comes out the way you intend it to come out, it's not by accident.
I'm tired.
You shouldn't be doing a podcast, should you?
Well, you harassed him into doing it.
Dan harassed me into doing it, so it's just... And Mitch harassed Dan, and you harassed Mitch, so it's just a big harassment.
It's a harass circle.
It's a harass circle. Alright, so, here's what this person made, and I'm curious what you all think about this. He was baking... And the floor was really slippery from his tears because he was crying. So he slipped and he dropped a can of navy bleans. What? Navy beans.
Navy bleans?
Navy bleans. Blue corn chips, salsa, an entire ham, a bag of salad, pepper, oregano, basil, and scrambled eggs. He was carrying all of this and he slipped and it all fell into the bowl. And they got mixed together when they landed. And then he ate it, and he said it was great.
That doesn't sound very healthy at all.
It does not, especially when he probably hurt himself when he fell.
Well, I disagree. I think it has all the major food groups. It's got your mispronounced herbs. It's got your scrambled eggs. There's
an entire ham.
Food groups. The scrambled egg food group.
Yeah.
It's the highest tier. Of egg tears.
It is.
Caused by tears.
There's a whole food triangle for eggs. And eggs,
oh, yeah.
And eggs are at the top.
Yep.
Pretty exciting.
I think it looks absolutely disgusting.
No, you don't. You wouldn't eat a ham mixed with salad and basil and oregano and pepper and eggs?
But it's an entire ham. It'll overpower everything.
I don't know, oregano is pretty strong.
I don't know, it depends on how much oregano he accidentally put in there.
Well, he was carrying a whole ham, so he's probably carrying a whole oregano plant.
Oof.
So that's a lot of oregano.
Bet there was some dirt. I bet there was some dirt in there, too.
Yeah, so he ate dirt. That's gross. Mm. That's disgusting.
That's yucky.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Next topic.
Yucky!
Alright, so now we're going to talk about this is a good one. The funniest thing you've ever seen. And everyone has an answer for this. What is the funniest thing you've ever seen? Ever. Anything. Absolutely. In your whole life.
I don't have an answer because I haven't seen anything.
Okay there, Ray Charles.
Which are blind people jokes.
I think that was probably the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I can tell
if that counts.
Left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man,
the funniest thing I ever heard was Austin's voice.
Oh, you got me there.
Oh.
Well, okay, the funniest thing I've ever seen... I'll go first, then you can go, Mitch. I'll give you time to think. There's okay. No silence. Quiet. There's no silence.
Okay.
The funniest thing I've ever seen... Well, the funniest thing I've seen in recent memory... Earlier this year, I was at this school watching this group of cellos play. And they were called the Cello Choir. And... they were like, it was probably four girls. And they went up on stage. And last year, because there was a cello choir last year that I saw that was great. So I was like, oh, these guys are going to be amazing. And my expectations were really high. And they got up on stage, and they were horrible. Like, there wasn't a single right note played in the entire rendition of, and here's the kicker, they did a cello rendition of Party Like a Rockstar. And so, they played that, and it was just so bad. I just looked at my friend, and she was just shaking her head, and she was like, no, get off the stage. No, I'm not listening to this. And, oh, it was the funniest thing I've seen in probably 3 years. Because they played, like, 30 minutes worth of music, and you had to clap at the end, because if you didn't, you'd look like a dick. And, but, you know, like Soulja Boy?
Oh, God.
It would be like listening to Soulja Boy out of tune. Like, as if someone took his songs, and half the notes they made go down a half step, and half of them went up a half step, and that was it. It was terrible. It was the worst thing I've ever watched live, ever. And it was
I didn't know Soulja Boy even used notes.
He doesn't. But
my ears are bleeding just from the thought of it.
I wish you could have seen it, because you would have been laughing so hard. Because it was really funny. And I wish that we had shared something in common that was really funny. I'll tell you what was really funny, is that one night when me and Mitch and Jess were talking, and we were telling those jokes, and there was the one joke, what did Batman say to Robin before they got in the car? And he said, get in the car, Robin. And I have it on recording, and I'm going to see if I can find it and play it here. Because Mitch laughed for the longest time at that stupid joke. And I don't know why. But it was really funny, so I'm going to play it here.
I think I was, like, really tired.
It was, like, 3 in the morning, so of course you're really tired. But it was really funny. And you guys aren't laughing now, but when you listen to this podcast and you hear... I'm just going to... You know what? Here's the part where I'm going to take all of the clips of you guys laughing and put it in. Because I have a lot of clips, especially Red. Because you laugh kind of scary.
He says... He says... He's a bit some human paste.
What? That's not funny. Especially late at night when you're drunk. Okay, does anyone else have any other stories?
No.
Funny stories?
I can't think of anything.
It doesn't have to be appropriate. I will edit it so it can be on the podcast.
No, not some of the ones I tell, buddy.
No, tell him. I will edit them. I will make them.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, even that one. And I will edit it. Like, that's fine.
Oh, God. Okay, so, oh, God. Okay, so while I was still living in Little Rock with my parents, I had a band. It was I guess you'd call it experimental thrash or whatever it was. Anyway, after one show, I can't quite remember where it was, and I can't quite remember the month. I think it was June or so. But anyway, we went back to the drummer's house, and it'd been a really miserable little place where we were. We'd been sweating. It'd just been quite awful, frankly. And the lead guitarist asked if he could take a shower, and he didn't object, so he let him go in there. Well, when he went in there was, like, no towels, just one on the floor. And so he showers, he gets out, that he doesn't find any other towels in the cabinet, so he uses that one to dry off completely. He comes out in his he comes out in his pants with the rag around his neck. And the drummer, he just starts laughing so hard. And he asks, dude, did you dry off with that towel? And he said, well, yeah, it was the only towel in there. And he said, dude. I have never seen a man get out of his pants quicker and back into a shower. That is to me.
Imagine if you were the lead singer or guitarist or whoever it was, and you
the lead guitarist.
And you just dried your whole body.
It was, I swear, man, I've never seen anyone move that Never. And that to me is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Hands down, or just like that's all that you can think of right now?
That's all. I think hands down, actually. Because you that's just so being crazy. There, it was just the moment.
That would be really funny. Oh, okay. Well, that's exciting. So, there were these things that came out that some of us care a little bit about, and they were announced, and they were called Pokemon Black White. And so if any of you have seen Black White, it's this TV show where this black family and this white family switch races for, like, a month or something. And I was watching it, and the black family, this guy, he turned white, but he didn't look white. He just looked like Real talk now. But have any of you seen Black White though? Like legitimately?
Just the screenshots.
Really? I've seen the footage from Pokemon Sunday.
Oh yeah, I forgot about.
I meant the TV show. We'll get to Pokemon in a minute.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. It was really funny, you know. It was priceless.
Austin, are you making crap up, or does this exist?
It definitely exists. I'm going to link you to it, and you can watch it.
So it's like Wife Swap, but for...
races. Like a whole family. It was a mom, a dad, and a son, and a mom, a dad, and a daughter switched races. And the daughter,
wait, this is legitimate?
Yeah. You've never seen it?
No!
Yeah, no, it's a 100% real show.
What channel is it on?
It's not on anymore. It was like a... a stupid reality show, except not stupid, it was awesome. But there's a link to the first part of the first episode, and it was like hour-long episodes, and there were like, you know, 8 or 10 of them or something. And they were just the funniest thing, because, the white family, when they were black, were like, we want to go to a black church. So they went to a store and bought, like, tribal clothing, like African tribal clothing, and just went to this black church, and they looked ridiculous.
Because, oh,
like,
my.
They were just, like, wearing suits, and they were like, hey, what's up? In this, like, these clothes.
That could be. Austin, that legitimately could be one of the most racist things I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, that mom, the mom of the white family was terribly racist. I mean, the goal was to make them unracist, but...
I don't think it worked.
And the dad was all, racism doesn't exist. Well, it exists a little bit, but people blow it way out of proportion. It's not really that big a deal. And the black dude was like, shut up. I'm not even talking to you anyway. He, like... But then, the black kid was all, I'm ghetto. I'm going to go buy a watch for $500. And then his dad was like, why'd you buy a watch for $500? Go return it. And he got really pissed at his dad.
Oof.
It was it's really interesting. So
I'll watch it later, buddy.
Yeah, I don't want you to watch it during the podcast. That'd be nuts.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. So, yeah, I wasn't just making it up just to be ridiculous. I was serious.
Okay, I thought you were actually making it up.
No.
As for that link, I think we should drop it into the podcast thread for all of our faithful listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I will drop, yeah, whatever I can in the podcast thread.
Yeah, otherwise it'd be silly to have just gone on this little endeavor.
Well, a little bit, but yeah. So, now on to Pokemon Black White. How many of you are interested in it?
Me.
Whew.
I guess so.
Yeah. But that's the only gameplay footage we've seen. It's about 3 seconds long.
That's never mind.
It looks interesting. I don't
know. It looks
screenshots, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks pretty good. The only complaint I have is the sprites for, like, the main characters that you play as. Their arms are out just so much. It just looks weird. I expect them to be right down by their sides, not way out beside them.
I know what you mean. I think the overworld sprites look out of place in the 3D environment. Yeah. It's quite odd, but
I kind of figured that if they were going for a 3D world, they might as well make little 3D sprites to go with it. Yeah. But oh well.
Technically, Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum were 3D and used 2D sprites, and that looked okay.
Well, not quite like this, though. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, I don't think they look that out of place. That's just what I'm saying. They look a little odd, but not too much different from what I felt Diamond and Pearl looked like.
It's, I think they're just being with lazy. The same thing.
Okay.
Oh, definitely. Like, when have they not been lazy with Pokemon games? Ever since.
No, but
like,
even now they're trying to innovate with the visuals, but they're doing it in a lazy way.
Yeah, they're still like using the regular sprites for the Pokemon and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to keep your character 2D by making the 3D world move around your character instead of your character moving around a 3D world.
Yeah.
That is exactly what they're doing. And it's weird. I don't know. Because, like, if you've seen the screenshots, the city that you walk around in is like a circle. And is that how all the cities are going to be? Or is it going to be like...
Probably not.
Yeah, I hope not, because that'd just be boring, you know?
I would be really upset. But it seems like, with the visual style that they're going for, they wouldn't drop the camera down into, like, a square world, because it doesn't allow them to have the full scope. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, actually, you know, by square world, do you mean like what we've had in the past?
Yeah, like take Diamond.
We're going to have that because it's going. Have you seen the screenshots of the starter town you're in? That's how it is.
Yeah, it looks roughly the same as all the old starter towns.
From what it looks like they're just going to do the 3D cities in a different fashion from the rest of the place. From roots and everything.
The city that you start out on, you can notice that it, like, the ground gradually slopes downward, which is kind of neat.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like, is the start, I'm going to look right now. Oh, look at that. Okay. So it's more 3D like this one here. I don't know if you guys have seen, and I hope that these links work. But it just looks like they took, like, Diamond and Pearls and just pulled the camera down a little bit.
Like a little bit, except... Because
that's pulled down a lot more than Diamond Pearls is.
I don't know, it look a bit, yeah, but everything else looks really different to me, just the way they have it 3D and set up.
In that? Oh, yeah, no, I definitely agree.
Yeah.
But
you mean like for everything,
right? And that's like what the starter town looks like. It just looks a little bit pulled down, and it doesn't look too much different. It's almost like they took it and they fleshed it out a little bit, and it frustrates me that they put this on the regular DS and not the 3DS, because it could have been really cool, especially in battles. They could pull like a Pokemon Stadium thing and have the Pokemon pop out of the screen.
Well, I would have honestly liked to have seen a sort of stadium-like environment on the DS, because we know it's capable of doing that.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I just feel like it's a missed opportunity, because the 3DS is going to come out alongside the game.
Well, like, in a way, I almost actually do support this, that it's not going to be on the 3DS, because this gives them time for the sixth generation that they can really work on it and have it.
Yeah, it's not going to be a half-assed launch title.
Yeah. And you don't want that.
Yeah.
You really
don't want that. They'll know the new technology and everything, and they'll be able to work it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will be the case.
Yeah.
Now, we've only seen two new Pokemon, am I right?
Yeah.
These two stupid guys. They're not stupid, they're pretty cool. The battle system is different. The battle visuals are different in the sense that we have full-bodied sprites now. There's no text box. blocking them
which
off.
Which I personally think is going to look even more awkward when they don't do any, when they don't have any animations.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Even more so because they've got that stylish background in for them, and they're just sprites, regular sprites.
But they have realistic shadows now.
That is true. It took them this long.
This long just to do full-bodied sprites for the back.
Yeah.
There you go. It's weird, because I know that, like, the DS could do better visuals than that, as far as, like, hand-drawn stuff. Because if you look at the Castlevania games, they've got great visuals, but it seems
and
like...
And the Final Fantasy games as well.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like, visually, Pokemon needs an upgrade. Not just, like...
Maybe it's because all the other things that go into the game take a lot of coding, like the 17 different elements and the strengths, the weaknesses, all the different moves, all the different sprites and all that stuff.
I wouldn't think it would take up that much more.
Yeah, because, like, compared to something like Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars or Kingdom Hearts on the DS, like
those or even games, Final Fantasy.
Right, those games take up way more space than I could imagine Pokemon would be taking up. So, it's probably just them wanting to stick to their old style, which is good, but also bad, because I want kind of an upgrade.
It's just holding them back in the past and not letting them go forward in the future.
Exactly. You can ride in a new type of vehicle other than the bike in this game, which I believe is a car.
I think.
And the, instead of
maybe it'll be a scooter.
Really Mitch,
that'd be great.
Have a little Vespa to ride around on.
Or maybe it's a dragon. Maybe you could ride on your Pokemon.
That'd actually be kind of cool, depending on, you know, the size of it, if you're able to.
Yeah.
Like an Oddish.
Not an Oddish, but like depending on the size, you'd be able to ride it. But I hope if they implement something like that, it's not a hidden move.
Oh,
because that's just taking away more.
There are way too many HMs. They need
to get rid of the HMs and start implementing an item system.
I can understand having Surf as an HM because they do that on a TV show. That's fine.
Flashlight should be
a flashlight.
Should be a machete or hedge clippers or something.
I think if they don't actually make items. Sorry, I think if they don't actually make items, they should just make HMs deletable.
Yes.
That would be great, too, because taking up, like, 8 or 9 spots in my Pokemon movesets sucks, except when it's Surf, because that's actually a good move.
And yeah.
It's just such a pain, because it's like you have to devote 2 Pokemon solely to doing HMs, or spread it out to all of your good Pokemon, and it's like...
That just sucks when you have to spread it out to all of them, because that's just one move wasted if you're... Yeah.
But there you go.
But then, guys, in all honesty, it's not as if Pokemon's a really tough game where you actually need all 6.
That's true. That's definitely true.
Well, true, but still, it's just an inconvenience. I mean...
Yeah, the only 2 good HMs are, what, Surf and Waterfall. All the rest are really expendable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fly is cool. Like, Fly should be an HM, because I don't want no airplanes.
Yeah.
Surf should be an HM, that's pretty cool. Waterfall should just be combined with Surf.
Yeah.
Same with
Whirlpool, if they should implement that in the 5th generation.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's odd. But anyway, you also now, there isn't a separate Pokemon Center and Pokemart. It's like combined, so you shop inside this building and you heal your Pokemon, and it's like one big center where you can do all that junk, which is interesting.
I'm not opposed to that.
I'm actually for that, because that's more convenient.
It is, yeah. And, let's see, more realistic towns, which I'm assuming relates to the size of things, which will be really cool. And then, one last thing, the creator hinted at something called Evolution 3, and nobody knows what it means for now, but it could hint that some Pokemon are going to get a third evolution, rather than the standard 2. If there were to be a Pokemon that got a third evolution, who would it be?
Charizard!
Oh god, no.
It shouldn't be a starter. That'd be weird.
Yeah, if the...
It is quite... Maybe something with a third form that's not up to par with the rest, like Flygon.
Flygon's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Flygon, I always thought it was all right, but...
I don't know, I'm pretty sure it's used in battling often enough.
Yeah, it is.
It's underused, but...
I wouldn't say it's underused. I'd say it's
well, you haven't looked at the tier list then, have you? Because it is.
I don't know. I've seen plenty of videos where people use them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
But that could be interesting. Could be a cool thing to spice up things, and by spice up, I mean do the exact same thing they've been doing for the last 10 years. But
I think you mean almost 15.
It's coming up on 15. I just keep referring to 10 because it feels like yesterday that I went to the Pokemon 10th anniversary and got my official trainer certificate, and it's hanging up in my room.
Yeah,
that's so like, cute.
This certificate certifies that Austin McLaughlin is an official Pokemon trainer by the Pokemon League or something really cool. And it does. I love it. But,
that is adorable.
That is so cute.
That was fun. If we ever have another one of those, we're gonna do a podcast from one. We're all gonna meet up.
Okay.
Again. I'll go for it.
No, we most certainly are not.
It'd be really cool to do a podcast from something.
Come on, Mitchy, you know you do it.
If it was in your city, would you do it?
Yes.
Okay, but then we'd all have to travel there. That'd be a pain.
Hopefully it's in Michigan. That'd be convenient enough for all.
Yeah, Michigan. Michigan I can do.
Yeah, that'd be really convenient for me.
Well, Dan, you can just walk here on the water. It's not that long. It's just, what, an hour-long walk for you?
Yeah, he's like Jesus.
Well, I could make him 45 if I was sort of jogging.
Yeah, I bet. Man, what else? We need to go over Dan's moves.
We do.
Yeah, we do. Dan's moves is different now, though. It's not going to be for the Pokemon of the week. It's rather going to be for a Pokemon that will actually be helpful to hear about. So, take it away, and I'll put your music on.
Yeah, so to elaborate on what Austin just said, from now on, Dan's moves is going to be requested by you, the listeners. So, for this first week, the listener is Dan himself, as no one actually had a freaking clue that I was going to do this. But if you want to hear your Pokemon scrutinized by me in a very useful and not sarcastic manner, then please feel free to post in the listener mail thread.
No, don't do the listener mail thread. Do, whatever. Yeah, do the listener mail thread. I'll think of something more convenient later.
Listener mail thread is perfect, Austin. Don't.
All right, I was gonna say we do like a poll every week, but then people can't suggest; they'd have to pick one of a certain amount. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Thank you very much. So for Dan's moves this week, in keeping with the shut up, in keeping with the Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver theme. I have gone with my starter, which was Totodile. So, the final form for Alligator.
Dundee.
For Alligator Dundee. Has some pretty tasty moves. I'm going to break the mold and I'm not going to give it Dragon Dance, because that would be cliche. since this is dance moves and everything. So, and it also knows Swords Dance. In fact, it knows too many dance moves. Screw that. So, in all seriousness, most people will try and boost for Alligator's attack, but I like to do things differently, and so I'm going to boost its speed with Agility. That way you can max out both of the offensive stats, attack and special attack, and you can have a mixed sweeper that knows Hydro Pump for all the special walls, and then a combination of Ice Punch and Earthquake to take down any threats. And I meant to say physical walls.
Did you have any recommendations as to EVs?
Yes, that's what I said. I did. I said maximize the offensive stats.
I thought you meant by using Swords Dance.
No. Okay. Let me just clarify. Your Feraligatr is going to have maximum EVs in attack and special attack. It's going to know agility to boost that speed, and then it's going to sweep with your choice of physical and special moves. I would go with Hydro Pump, and then Ice Punch and Earthquake for the special walls.
Where do I put the other six EVs?
Well, you can put them wherever you like, Mitch, but I would always suggest HP if you're stuck.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. All right, are you done?
I am done.
Very good. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, that's Dan's moves, and we're going to move on to a last little bit, which is listener mail. And surprisingly enough, even though we've been gone for months and months, I believe last one that we successfully put out was December 15th-ish, we do have one piece of listener mail, and it's a great one. From, oh, and I have an email to read from the same person. It's from Team Edward 019. Team Edward, obviously.
That's not a very promising name.
Team Edward, obviously referring to Twilight. So, Team Edward asks, and Team Edward is from Australia, so that's pretty cool. She asks, what's your favorite type of sushi if you eat sushi? Which I do. Highlights for my favorite type, not that it makes a difference, I guess. So her favorite types are teriyaki chicken and avocado. What about you guys? Favorite types of sushi?
Well, all right then. This all is right. Fancy.
My favorite would be unagi, or however you pronounce it. Eel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's really good, actually.
You can't have eel sushi. That's not a fish.
Of course you can.
Oh, so you want? Do you want me to go with something stereotypical then? You want me to say? Do you want me to say Maguro or something?
Wait, Austin, hold on, hold on.
What's what?
Austin, is teriyaki chicken a fish? Is avocado a fish?
I didn't say that. I didn't say it. That was her. I have nothing to do with this.
Okay. You've been told.
Okay, you've been warned, Dan. This is your first warning. Three, and you're off the podcast. All right.
Doesn't sushi have more to do with the being like the I don't know the wrap and the way it's put
it's
together?
About fish. It's about fish. Anyway,
I always thought it was more about the rice and the seaweed. To be honest,
yeah, there is like I'm pretty sure there's like vegetarian sushi and there's stuff like
there is yeah. There's a avocado with what is it soy and all that.
Yeah, and not, hell, there's not. No such thing as a fish plant.
Yeah, no, there's not.
Wasabi.
Wasabi, when I was in New Orleans over the last weekend or 2 weeks ago or whatever it is, they had, like, chapstick that was wasabi chapstick to trick people.
Oh!
And I almost bought it. And in that same store, they had a giant blow-up stereo that actually worked, and it was about as big as, like, really big, and it was only $20.
Really big. That's an accurate judgment of size for us.
And there were so many strip clubs there, and like every shop had necklaces with like blow up penises on them, and you squeeze them and they squeak.
Hey, yeah, and
that's just like real life.
That sounds appropriate for the forum.
Hey, I can bleep things. Yeah, your story about.
You okayed that.
I did. I okayed my statement as well, so.
Oh, okay then. Never mind.
Austin, when you were in New Orleans, didn't you see a certain member of the forum stomping on a puppy?
No, I didn't. I saw a young 4 or 5 year old boy stomping on a puppy, but they are not part of the forum.
Are they not?
They aren't. No, Dan got.
You saw Lusitania stomping on a pumpkin.
I apologize to that member because Mitch didn't mean it. He loves you.
Lusitania's not a member of the forum.
Is he not?
He's permabanned.
Oh, in which case, yep. He's stomping on a puppy. so, yeah, that was fun. Anyway. I'm going to finish it off by reading an email we got from someone who really likes...
Hey, what about my favorite kind of sushi? Biatch?
All right, fine.
Hurry up.
Actually, all my right. favorite kind of sushi isn't really sushi. It's when there's like a shrimp or a piece of crab or a piece of salmon on top of a little oval of rice.
That's pretty much sushi, buddy.
Okay, that's sushi, my favorite
and it's
sushi.
It's called a nigiri.
Yeah.
Sounds that delicious. One. I ain't never had sushi.
You really should.
Yeah, I made a date with someone to go get sushi with me. But that's not...
Ooh, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean by that. All right. Yeah, so we have an email about someone, from someone, who really likes the podcast. So I'm going to read it to make you all inspired, so you'll all do this forever and the rest of your life.
And maybe just for the next week and then never again.
Maybe for the next month and never again.
Eventually we'll stop, and I'll find new people to do it. Because I don't want to do this when I'm like 70. I kind of want to do it when I'm...
You'll
70.
Never replace me.
You'll never replace Dan either. He's irreplaceable.
I can replace
you. We can
you,
find
though,
another
man.
Dan.
Oh, yeah. I you can interchange me with Zach.
No, I can't do that. That'd be silly. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and read the email. And so, yeah, it says this. Oh, my gosh! !! I hate you guys so much. You're awesome. I've uploaded every single one of your podcasts and enjoyed all of them. Could you mention me in your next one if you're still doing them? Oh, my real name is Alexis. I'm from Australia. I still can't believe you actually replied to me. Insert fangirl scream here. And how do I play the text chat game? Do I have to make a Skype account? Blah, 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 blah. I don't care what I have to do to get to hear the next podcast by... Austin. Insert fangirl squeal here. You're actually the number one fan, Alexis. So look, people like us.
No.
People like you, Austin.
Nobody likes me.
It says,
Austin, you have a fangirl.
I heart you guys so much. It's all of us.
Hey, Alexis, Alexis.
Someone likes me?
Alexis, if you're listening to this and I ever meet you, which I probably will because I'll probably find out where you live sometime tonight, I will give you a hug and I'll give you my phone number and a suitable time for me to take you out on a date.
Aww,
Mitchell, that's so sweet.
A date that will probably be at my place.
So that's gonna be it for this week. I'm pretty proud of this podcast. I think we did good. So we're gonna end it on a good note and say goodbye, people who listen to the podcast. Bye.
Bye, P2K. I love you all.
Later, P2K.
Screw you, P2K. Alexis, I love you.
Bye.